Beloved radio friends, we greet you again in the precious name and the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and our Savior. We are grateful to know that when the Lord Jesus was upon the earth, He was called by the Samaritans, according to chapter 4 of the Gospel of John, the Savior of the world. And our present series of studies from the book of Exodus, taking the land of Egypt with its great empire of long ago as a type of the world in which you and I are living in, brings before us that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave Himself from our sins, for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God, even our Father. I do not know what you think of this world, but I often say to my friends, very frequently of late, the longer that I live in this world, the less I feel like living much longer in it. For under Satan and its God, it is going fast toward the day of judgment. Now we continue in the book of Exodus, in relation to the plague of frogs that we read of in our preceding message and meditated upon, found in chapter 7 of the book of Exodus, and the first 8, rather, in the book of Exodus, and the first 15 verses. Today we would like to make the application of this plague of frogs. There was a judgment of God upon the gods of Egypt, and the god particularly that was called Heka, a female goddess, a body of a female, with a frog's head. And it was one of the gods or goddesses that the Egyptians worshipped. And against all the gods of Egypt, God declared, I'm going to visit judgment. Now, in what way and in what manner can this judgment upon Egypt typify for us today the character of the world in which you and I are living in? In the judgment that we read of in Exodus chapter 8, frogs covered the land. They filled the bedchambers. They filled the ovens. They filled the kneading troughs. They were everywhere. And it was a visitation of divine displeasure upon the idolatry of Egypt. Now, what does it mean? The description of the world and its character today. As these frogs filled the land of Egypt in that day long ago, they figuratively represent the abundant evil influences that swarm the world. For I want to tell you very frankly, the frog was not a symbol of anything that was good, but something that is evil. And the evil influences that have been produced by the very heart of man itself, from the unclean heart of mankind, there is still the earth, evil influences. Now let me remind you, that when you read the book of Genesis chapter 6 before the great flood, the deluge, you read in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 that violence and corruption fill the earth. And this was the open manifestation and the stench of man's evil in the sight of God, which He judged by the deluge and the great flood. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 we have these words regarding the heart of man. The heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Now, I don't know whether you realize how evil the human heart is, but I'm going to read the words of the Lord Jesus in chapter 7 of the Gospel according to Mark. And when the Lord Jesus was accused of thus eating without washing His hands, and His disciples couldn't understand it, He reminded them that it was not what entered a man that defiled him, but what came out of him. Now listen to these words in chapter 7, and we read verses 20 through 22, or verse 23. Jesus said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile the man. Now, beloved, to apply the truth as well as the application of our lesson from the book of Exodus. The world is a place where all these evil things prevail. And out of the heart of man, the world has become filled with what the Lord Jesus describes here. Evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. My beloved, I want to tell you very frankly, don't blame everything on the devil alone. Though I know very well that he also seeks to increase as well as aggravate and accentuate the passions and the lusts of the human heart. But let the words of the Lord Jesus remind us that if out of the heart of man you and I are seeing the world filled with unclean frogs, oh, how they stink in the sight of God. And may we go a little bit further. These conditions today that prevail, they have a stench even in the hearts of some of God's dear people and any good upright person. Oh, what a judgment concerning the evil heart of man. And the day is coming when God will bring divine retribution upon the ungodliness of the human heart. My beloved, I want to be very frank, fair, and truthful. This world is headed for judgment as fast as it can go. I don't understand, and I could not, how God puts up with what the world is today, and the awful sins that are prevailing with violence as well as corruption. But one thing is sure. It is the evidence of the wickedness of the human heart. And it fills the land just like the frogs filled the land of Egypt long ago. And I say again, the world stinks. It is a stench to the heart and in the nostrils of God. Now please let me say, God's not going to put up with it much longer. And I want to read you some words that are very fitting in the book of the Revelation again. For if I understand the book of the Revelation, we have plagues in the book of the Revelation that are very similar to the plagues that took place long ago in the land of Egypt. And I want to read to you something about frogs in the book of the Revelation. Chapter 16, if you please. And I want you to note the reading of these words that John the Apostle writes concerning the coming day of judgment near the end of the age. Listen to these words. Verse 12, I shall begin reading, and read through verse 16. These words, verse 14 will be enough. The sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river, Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, come out of the mouth of the beast, come out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirits of demons, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. May I go further to verse 16? He gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Now may I point out conclusively and quickly that the ultimate judgment of God upon this sinful cursed earth, he's going to bring the nations together in divine judgment at the place that he calls Armageddon in the land of Israel. And quite uniquely, you find so uniquely, he uses what will be the satanic trinity in that coming day. One who is the dragon, the devil himself, another who is called the beast, and a third who's called the false prophet. You may read of them in Revelation 13. And the dragon energizes the beast and the false prophet. And God uses them in a mysterious way. And John says, out of the mouth of these three, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, he says, I saw three unclean demons come out like frogs. Dirty things. but coming out to deceive the human race. And by the permissible will of God to go out doing miracles in order that he may gather together the nations at the place of Armageddon, where he's going to visit in divine judgment the nations of the earth and destroy them. Now, beloved, surely we may well recognize and realize that at the end of the age, God is going to have retribution coming upon this unclean world. I want to go on record as stating that according to the word of God and the character of God, he must and he will visit in divine judgment the ungodliness of this earth. And how near that day must be. And you and I are living in the days that are upon the threshold of the divine visitation of his wrath upon the earth. Now let's go to the premise of our study. We have stated from the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil world according to the will of God, even our Father. May I say again, my radio listener, God wants to save you from the judgment that is coming upon this world. May I ask the question, my listener friend, don't you see the clouds of judgment getting nearer? Don't you realize that the sky is becoming darker around us morally and spiritually? And someday soon, the crashing thunder of God's wrath is going to come down upon this sin-soaked, sin-loving, Christ-hating, God-hating world. May I say again, I'm glad by the grace of God he turned my soul to the Savior who died for me, and I put my trust in the blood of Jesus to be delivered. Radio friend, how about you? Father, make someone trust the Savior today before it's too late. For Jesus' sake, amen.